and welcome everybody to another SU Oddities. So on this one, this is interesting. Usually I do like shorts and things like that, or we do, but I always like going back on different reports of either, you know, cryptid encounters, alien encounters. And when I do find old video footage, old tapes of things like that, they kind of went to the wayside. It's neat to find them. It's neat to listen to them and pull them back up because, you know, as much as we're inundated every single day with different technology and platforms and just... you mentioned it. We're just absolutely swamped with things along with misinformation. It's kind of refreshing to look back on the years. Like, oh, wait, we remember this incident occurred or this incident occurred. And it's not just another Roswell story. I stumbled on this one. This is actually an encounter that happened at Nellis Air Force Base. Nellis is actually in Nevada. This encounter, again, allegedly UFO incident, it happened in 1994. But this is some live footage that kind of covers it. And I thought it would be neat to share. So enjoy.
The tape you're about to see is different. It was shot in late 1994 in the government's own backyard, the super-secret Nellis Test Range in southern Nevada. Had the tape not been smuggled out, it might well have been classified by authorities. The base employees in this report appear at considerable professional risk, and therefore their identities have been heavily disguised.
5 degrees elevation.
Remote-controlled cameras monitor the 7,700 square miles of airspace above the Nellis Range. The cameras record fighter jet training, tactical exercises, and in at least one case, this UFO. The video, from a tracking location known only as S-30, was fed into Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas. Personnel there monitor what is supposed to be classified data about aircraft runs over the 3 million acres of desert that make up the Nellis Range. An unknown aircraft making its way onto the complex, says aerospace journalist Bill Sweetman, is not considered standard operating procedure.
I don't think you'd really see many objects wandering in by accident. They're very, very careful to ensure that sort of thing doesn't happen. The potential for serious accidents if somebody is really straying into the range is very, very serious.
And yet, something obviously did stray in, and it frightened the camera's remote-controlled operators.
This craft shows up, and it's like they're playing with kids. It's like, do whatever they want and buy now. That's scary.
I've never seen anything like this before. This was my first encounter seeing anything of this nature. And I've been working the ranges for close to 10 years.
It seemed to move in whichever direction it wanted to go whenever it wanted to, contrary to any aircraft that I've seen in the past.
Chuck DeCaro is a former member of U.S. Special Forces, specializing in state-of-the-art military technology. He has analyzed hours of video footage of supposed UFOs, debunking many. But he has never seen anything like the Nellis UFO.
In my first look at that tape, I said, wow. And I continue to say, wow. There are only three things that could be on that tape. One is a very elaborate and very expensive hoax. I don't think that's what we're seeing. The second is some kind of a black project, a secret project, that has some very unusual aerodynamic characteristics. And the third, if you can eliminate all those aerodynamic answers, could be a true unknown. And if that is an unknown, if you can come to that conclusion, you've got a pretty interesting piece of history right there.
To rule out the possibility of a hoax, sightings asked a government subcontractor who uses the same image analysis computer as the Department of Defense to analyze the S-30 tapes. He has asked to remain anonymous.
The video appears to be genuine. Specifically, it was taken by contractor personnel that are operating tracking sites for the United States Air Force.
Chuck DeCaro and the government video engineer compared notes on the possibility that this UFO was a black project.
What's startling about it is that it doesn't resemble any shapes that I would know immediately. And that's why I thought it was interesting to start with.
It almost appears to be like spherical in the center and with a appendage on the bottom and on the top. You don't see any evidence of rotors.
No. And also the startling thing is it seems to change shape.
Another anomalous characteristic of the object is its apparent ability to change shape instantaneously.
The physical profile of the object changes almost frame to frame that sometimes it appears almost to be a fuzzy, gassy cloud. In some portions of the video, it appears to be several spherical objects surrounding a dark mass.
To get a better look at the flight characteristics of the Nellis UFO, sightings consulted with Chip Peterson, a video processing expert. He stabilized and enhanced several minutes of the S-30 video.
I basically moved each frame, and you can see the frames actually moving now, showing the degree that I had to move the image in order to keep this object stable in the center.
The stabilized image clearly shows the odd shape of the object shifting and turning in the sky.
I then took the numbers one by one and reconstructed the flight path, and that's the only way I could determine what the actual motion was, and I recreated that in three dimensions. It's initially heading away from the camera, and it abruptly changes, and during this phase, the range is increasing. It's actually going away from the camera, and at this point, it changes direction. Wind wouldn't do that. It wouldn't change that abruptly. And it wouldn't follow a constant radius throughout this entire portion here. It's all at constant distance from the camera. It's as if it's observing the ground position just as the ground is observing it and maintaining this constant distance.
Based on his knowledge as an aerospace engineer, Peterson offered one possible explanation for the abrupt turns performed by the UFO.
You could interpret it as if it determined it was on radar at this point. Perhaps if you're on radar, of course, you can sense that in all of our fighter planes. You know when you're being tracked. As soon as you get a lock or you get this radar signal, it would seem to me that this object was interested in who's observing it, and it turned in order to find out.
When something starts to change shape like that in the air, you become very, very puzzled because you realize that you're looking at something that appears to involve a whole new technology that we don't understand.
But we will probably never know who created this new technology. Questions about the earthly or otherworldly origins of the Nellis UFO are unanswerable. Until the mastermind behind this craft comes forward, there is only speculation and fear.
Like us viewing an ant farm.
Yeah, so there you go. Flashback. Again, that's a documentary that was out in 1994. For those of you who kind of are following some of this stuff, that's not soon after Bob Lazar got involved with a bunch of his stuff in the late 80s. Just interesting. And again, it different perspectives as far as, you know, obviously we're more in technology now, but how did we analyze it? What really did we see? I've just never heard of this encounter. So when these little things pop up, they're always fun to share. Of course, it's always nice to watch them, you know, the video format. Listen to audio probably isn't the greatest, but when I stumble on it, I'm like, ah, this is perfect. So anyway, again, that's the Nellis Air Force Base UFO incident, 1994. Just another UFO sighting to put in the basket. So hope you guys enjoyed. Stay strange.